The Lost Path by Don Nicholas. In the village of Willowbrook, the community garden was not just a place of beauty, but a source of inspiration and renewal for all who visited. Among those who sought solace within its vibrant borders was a young woman named Lily. She was known throughout the village for her boundless curiosity and her insatiable thirst for adventure. Lily had grown up in Willowbrook and spent her childhood exploring the woods and fields surrounding the village. But as she grew older, the demands of life and responsibilities had slowly pulled her away from the enchanting mysteries of nature. She found herself yearning for the same sense of wonder and discovery she had known as a child. One sunny afternoon, Lily was meandering through the garden, her fingers trailing over the velvety petals of the roses, when she noticed a stranger sitting on a weathered bench. The newcomer, a woman with eyes that held the wisdom of centuries, seemed to exude an aura of serenity and grace. The stranger, whose name was Celestia, noticed Lily's curious gaze and smiled warmly. "Greetings, dear one," she said, in a voice that was as melodious as a songbird. "This garden is a treasure trove of secrets, isn't it?" Lily nodded, her heart aching with the longing for the enchantment of her youth. "Yes, but lately, I've been feeling like I've lost my way. Life has become so routine and mundane." Celestia's eyes twinkled with understanding. "Sometimes, we all lose our way, but the garden holds the key to finding it again. Would you like to join me on a journey, one that may lead you down a path long forgotten?" Without hesitation, Lily agreed, her curiosity piqued. Celestia rose from the bench and beckoned Lily to follow her. Together, they left the well-trodden paths of the garden and ventured deeper into the woods that bordered its edge. As they walked, the trees whispered secrets of ages past, and the earth beneath their feet seemed to pulse with life. Lily felt a sense of wonder and magic she hadn't experienced in years. She realized that this was the very feeling she had been missing from her life. Finally, they arrived at a secluded garden path, overgrown with vines and nearly hidden from sight. Celestia turned to Lily with a knowing smile. "This is the Lost Path," she said. "It represents the journey into the unknown, the rediscovery of what has been forgotten." Together, they ventured down the path, with each step bringing them deeper into the heart of the forest. Along the way, Celestia shared stories of her own adventures and the wisdom she had gained from the natural world. Lily listened with rapt attention, feeling a profound connection to the stranger who had become her guide. As they emerged from the woods and returned to the community garden, Lily's heart felt lighter, her spirit reinvigorated. She knew that this encounter with Celestia and the journey down the Lost Path had set her on a new course in life. She had rediscovered her love for adventure and the enchantment of nature. From that day forward, Lily became a frequent visitor to the garden, not as a seeker, but as a sharer of stories and newfound wisdom. The community garden, with its vibrant blooms and ageless trees, continued to weave its magic, touching the lives of all who entered its gates. And so, in the heart of Willowbrook, amid the blossoms and the whispers of the trees, the enchantment of the garden lived on, guiding lost souls down forgotten paths and lighting their way toward a brighter, more magical future.